Let's go back to
inbox
where we were.
Confirm your freedom. Confirm. Dot link confirm.
And here's the confirm link. We'll just simply hit enter.
Confirm email Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal for JAWS and Zoom Text Software. Google Chrome. Confirm email Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal for JAWS and Zoom Text Software. Link skip to main.
And now here we are on another page. Let's just read the title.
Confirm email Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal for JAWS.
And now we're on the confirm email page. So let's see what this is.
Link skip to main banner land button collapsed to navigate through main landmark heading. Thank you for confirming your email. Please link sign in now.
And again, just like I said before, NVDA is reading the link as part of the sentence, so now we have to do more sidestepping.
Out of link you. For confirm your email, please link sign.
There's the link sign in link.
Sign in Freedom Scientific Software Licensing Portal for JAWS and Zoom Text Software. Link skip to main sign in Freedom.
And now we're on the sign in page. So I'm going to go ahead and sign in.
Banner landmark button collapsed toggle navigation. To navigate through items press tab. Main landmark heading level 2 use your portal account to sign in. Email. Edit.
Again, I'll type in my email.
mbernc516@aol.com. Password edit protected. Blank.
Now I'm going to type in my password. I'm not going to pause the recording for this because, like I said, NVDA is just going to say star, 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 so you're not going to know what I'm typing anyway.
Star. Star, star. Star, star. Star, 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 star. Remember me on this device checkbox checked. Sign in button.
You can choose whether to have that checked or not. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, the page did refresh. It's just that for some strange reason, when I logged in, it did not give me the option. It didn't give me any indication that I had indeed logged in successfully. So now let's continue to scroll.
Heading level 1 product details.
I'm at the product details heading. We'll keep going.
List with 2 items product. JAWS Home Manual. Out of list. List with 2 items expiration date. 2/22/2021.
Aha. Now, for those of you listening to this tutorial at some point in the future, whenever that is, this kind of gives you an idea of when this tutorial was recorded. I am currently in the year 2020, so we'll keep arrowing down.
Out of list, list with 2 items serial number.
I'm going to pause the recording while I... Actually, no, I'm not going to pause the recording. I'm just going to arrow past it really quickly.
30 out of list notes.
There we go. And we'll keep going.
Edit. Button add notes.
This is a box for adding notes.
Edit.
I'm going to type in something here.
M-Y-S-A-O-M-E-S-O-M-U-T-E-R. My home computer.
This is my home computer. This is so you can give... Oh, let's just escape out of here. We'll keep arrowing down.
Button add notes. Button activate this computer. Button unavailable show all of my products. Button early renewal. 0 of 3 installs.
This is so you can give the install a name. That's what the point of giving that that name in there. So we'll arrow back up.
Button activate this computer.
Now, don't let this freak you out. You're not exactly activating your computer. What you're really doing is you're telling the portal that this computer exists. So the next time you come in here and you want to ensure that you are all activated and everything, whatever name you give it, that's what it'll show as. Now, I called mine my home computer because I'm at home, and it will say something like my home computer activated or something similar.
Button activate this.
You can also deactivate. Like, you can basically take the communication between the portal and your computer away if you should ever need to. So we'll hit spacebar on this.
Button activate this. File download notification dialog. A custom activation file will be downloaded to your computer. Run the file when the download completes to activate your computer. Document. Clickable OK button. File download notification. Button OK.
There's a little utility that has to be installed on your computer. And this is going to have your name attached to it along with some other information. And this is also the software that is going to help you to install JAWS. So we're going to go ahead and hit OK.
Working. Please wait. Downloading 5.3 MB. Michael Bernard JAWS License App Document.
And it's downloading now.
Product details, Freedom Scientific Software Licensing. Download complete. Michael Bernard JAWS License Activator.
Okay.
.exe. Press Shift plus F6 to cycle to the downloads bar.
You hopefully heard NVDA announce that the download was complete, and it said that I could hit Shift F6 to get to the downloads area because I'm using Chrome. I'm not actually going to do it that way. I'm going to do the manual
Skype Lisa
procedure. I'm going to go to my start menu.
Start apps.
And I'm going to type in downloads.
Downloads app.
And hit enter.
Downloads window. Items view list. JSP install.exe 2 of 10. File description, Java, trademark, Michael Bernard JAWS License Activator.exe 3 of 10.
There we are. Now this other file,
JSP install.exe 2 of 10.
I'm not sure what that is, but that's not the file that we click on to begin this process. But if we arrow down,
Michael Bernard JAWS License App, file description.
You notice it's got my name. And it gave you some information to let you know that this is the activator, which just basically means that this is the software that will help you to install JAWS. All right. Now I'm going to go back to where I was here.
Product details, free product.
And I'm going to close out of here.
Downloads window. Skype one. I confirm your freedom site.
And I can close this email.
Downloads window. Skype one. Inbox. Downloads.
Now we're ready to begin the process of installing JAWS. But first we have to install this utility. So I'm going to hit enter.
Set up JAWS for Michael Bernard dialog. You are eligible for the latest version of JAWS. Would you like to install and activate now? Yes, install and activate button. No, Just activate button.
This is if you just want to activate the computer, but you're not ready to install the program just yet. And if you hit no, it will just simply do the activation, but you'd still have to keep this file so that you can come back to it and actually install JAWS. When you first install JAWS, while JAWS does have the ability to read your login screen, it's a good idea to have a secondary screen reader running so that when you do reboot the computer, you will have access to your logon screen. Because when JAWS is in this early stage, it's not going to know to read your logon screen. Now, I happen to have WindowEyes installed on here, as you already know, and it's set up to read my login screen for me. We just happen to be using NVDA at the moment, just due to technical reasons. But you'll see what I mean when we get to that part.
No, just activate.
Now, I actually do want to install JAWS and activate, so we'll shift tab back.
Yes, install and activate button.
And I am going to hit enter on this button. You can hit spacebar as well if you wish.
Set up JAWS for Michael Bernard dialogue, downloading and installing the latest version of JAWS. Cancel button.
All right, it's downloading and installing.
Downloads window. Items view list. Michael Bernard JAWS license activator.exe 3 of 10. Initializing JAWS setup.
JAWS install dialogue. Window. Welcome to the JAWS install.
I accept the license
press
agreement checkbox not checked.
Agreement.
Okay. Now we have JAWS running. Nice to hear you again, JAWS. Welcome back. I'm going to Alt-Tab away from this installation window for a moment.
Downloads icon 2 of 6. Skype 1 icon. Sonic 7. Desktop folder view.
And I'm going to shut down NVDA.
Exit NVDA.
JAWS install dialog. Welcome to the JAWS install. Press spacebar to accept the license agreement, followed by enter to begin. I accept the
And because I've turned off NVDA, the installation window was populated, and I didn't even have to Alt-Tab back into here, because as you can hear, it came back for me.
License agreement read only edit. Press.
So now we have JAWS running. This is the installation of JAWS. Let me crank the volume up a little bit, because he's talking a little low. Let's try this again.
I accept the license agreement checkbox not checked.
Okay, there we go. Now, from previous versions of JAWS, you'll notice that even though it's being spoken by the Tom voice now, we have the same procedure. We have to accept the license agreement. Now, I'm not going to get into the big business about how you should read the how you should read the license agreement and all that stuff. I guess you should, but many of us just don't bother because, look, let's face it, folks. The license agreement stuff, that is really designed for lawyers because only lawyers can understand it. Now, this checkbox.
License agreement read only edit. Press Control plus P to hear the.
Is not checked.
License agreement read only edit. Press Control.
Okay, we're on the license.
Options button.
Hold on.
License. I accept the license agreement. Checkbox not checked.
There. We're going to check this.
Checked.
And now we'll hit tab.
Install button.
And we'll hit the install button.
JAWS install dialog. Performing JAWS install. Press escape to cancel. Progress bar. 0%.
Now these clicks should sound very familiar to you. And I will pause the recording as we reboot. And when we're almost at the point where the logon screen comes up, I will bring back the recording and you'll hear how the log on screen is spoken.
Window eyes, settings e preview, Windows sign in, please wait static text.
And here we are, heading to the log on.
Password secure edit box.
Here we are at the log on prompt. Now you see what I mean? If I didn't have another screen reader running, I would never know that I'm at my logon prompt. Now, chances are we're going to end up with double speech again when I log in. And, of course, we'll have to shut down WindowEyes so we don't hear two things being spoken. So let's log in now.
Star. Welcome, Stan.
Okay. We're logging into Windows.
WindowEyes taskbar.
There's WindowEyes.
Could not reconnect all network drives. Click here to check the status of your
Startup Wizard Dialog. Help us improve Freedom Scientific Products. Would you like to participate in our effort to improve Freedom Scientific Products by submitting anonymous usage data? Participate checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus P.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard JAWS firing up. And it looks like we have the read voice that you're used to hearing when JAWS comes up. And this is typical because usually when you do that reboot, JAWS does come up. But, as I said, not only do we get JAWS coming up, but we're also getting extra feedback here from WindowEyes. We have
home
JAWS running for sure, and of course
desktop folder view list view.
Of course, we have WindowEyes going. So let me shut down WindowEyes.
Control backslash. Windows dash eyes left parent. Alt F4, Window-Eyes exit space, JAWS startup wizard dialog. Help us improve Freedom Scientific Products. Would you like to learn more ... button to participate checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar. Alt plus P.
Before we close out, folks, I just wanted to take a brief moment to show you the startup wizard. Now, this thing here that you just heard,
participate checkbox not checked.
This is something apparently that's new. They want to know if people would be willing to give feedback for JAWS. If you are a former WindowEyes user, you may remember they had something similar to this. This will come up each time you open the startup wizard. And this is where you can go in and change various aspects of JAWS. Right now I am set to the eloquence voices. I'm going to show you what all of this looks like. I won't be able to tell you what all of them are because a lot of these I don't even use. But this will give you an idea. Now, here we have that offer to add information and, you know, share information with them. I'm not going to do that, so I'm going to leave this checkbox the way it is. I'm going to tab until I get to next.
Learn more ... button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus L.
This is if you want to learn more about this.
Next creator button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus N.
And we're going to hit next.
Space, speech settings, right colon 57, left right slider 15% to increase or decrease use the arrow keys, Alt plus R.
This is to change the rate of JAWS.
punctuation, colon, combo box, most, 3 of 4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus U.
Now, due to the magic of technology, I already came in here and messed with this to change the settings back to the way I had them before with the other version of JAWS. You can decide how much of the punctuation you want JAWS to read. I have mine set to most, so if I land on an MP3 file or PDF file, it's just going to simply say PDF or MP3. It will not say dot.
Typing echo characters radio button checked, 2 of 4. To change the selection, press up or down arrow, Alt plus E.
Okay, this is to control what is spoken when you when you're typing.
Lower the volume of other programs while JAWS is speaking, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus L.
Okay, this is one of those other features that is advanced to me, so we're going to skip over that.
Less back button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus B.
This is if you want to go back in the wizard.
Next greater button.
And we're going to hit the next button.
Space, run JAWS settings. If you select, quote, start JAWS at the logon screen, quote, JAWS will be loaded at the logon screen. If you select, quote, start JAWS after logon for all users, quote, JAWS will be loaded after logon for all users. You can also choose how JAWS will be loaded after logon for this user. Start JAWS at the logon screen, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar, Alt plus J.
And this is what I was talking about earlier. WindowEyes will automatically speak your login prompt. This is because it was designed to do that. But in JAWS and in NVDA, this does not happen unless you tell it. This is the dialog where you can tell JAWS if you want it to speak at the logon prompt. I have WindowEyes still in my computer, and it still works fine, so I would not want to check this box.
Start JAWS at the...
But now let's tab.
Start JAWS after logon for all users, checkbox not checked.
This is to have JAWS start up after logon for all users. So if you, your brother, your sister, anybody else who uses a screen reader in your house... If they use JAWS and you share the same computer with them, they can log in and JAWS will start up just like that for everybody.
Start JAWS after logon for this user, colon, combo box, using the all user setting, 3 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus T.
Okay, I'm actually going to arrow through this. Let's go to the top of this list.
Top of file, always 1 of 3, always 1 of 3.
All right, there's 3 options here. This says always, so this is like startup for all users all the time.
Never, 2 of 3.
Never.
Using the all user setting, 3 of 3.
Using the all user setting, and that's all there is. This is where it was by default, so I'm going to leave it there. But the thing is, maybe you're at work or at school and you are sharing the same computer. Well, obviously at school you're going to share the same computer in a classroom setting. Now, what if, especially if you're in a college setting, you know, your class is the first one to take ownership of that classroom, but then when your class dismisses, here comes another class. But the thing is, unlike in your class where you're the only blind person, in that other class that uses that classroom, there might not be any blind people at all, and so they would not need for JAWS to speak. If you have it set to never, this means that JAWS will not say anything upon logging in unless you specifically type the command to tell JAWS to speak. There's a couple ways you can shut down JAWS. I'll just tell you about one of them right now. If you press Insert J, this will drop you into the JAWS window. And at that point, you can press Alt F4. Upon doing so, JAWS will ask you, are you sure you want to shut down JAWS? If you do, hit the space bar, which will activate the OK button. JAWS will go away, and your computer will go silent until you turn JAWS back on and or turn on another screen reader. There's another method of unloading JAWS, which I'm blocking on it right now. But and anyway, that's one way to shut JAWS down. You hit Insert J, then press Alt F4, listen to the prompt, and then press the space bar on the OK button, which is highlighted by default. I'm not going to go through the remainder of this startup wizard. You can do this yourselves at your own pace.
Less back button, next greater cancel button.
So I'm going to hit space bar on the cancel button to get out of this because I don't want to make any changes permanent.
Space, JAWS O manual.
And I'm just going to show you how you can get into that startup menu or that startup screen. Simply press Alt H.
Alt H, menu, help menu, command, search, insert, plus space, J to move through items, press up or down arrow, C.
And the startup wizard is towards the bottom of the list, so I'm going to hit up arrow so that we don't have to go all the way around.
Check for updates, dot, 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 E.
This is where you can check for updates.
License submenu, L.
This is to read the license.
Startup wizard, dot, 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 Z.
And there it is. That's the startup wizard. If you hit enter here, this will take you right into the area where we were just a moment ago.
Escape menu bar, help to navigate, press escape, leaving menu bar.
And to get out of all of that, I just simply hit the escape key. Well, there you have it, friends. We've successfully uninstalled the old version of JAWS, checked for any viruses to make sure that the uninstallation was successful, and to make sure there was nothing unwanted left behind in our computer. We've purchased JAWS, and we've successfully installed it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye-bye.